Faster Mike. Good evening and welcome to the Max Radio Folk Show with me, John Barker, playing you the best in folk and roots music from the Isle of Man and from all around the world. And tonight's first track comes from Faustus, Acre of Land.
My father left me an acre of land. There goes this ivory. My father left me an acre of land and a bunch of green holly and ivory. I ploughed it with my ram's horn. There goes this ivory. I sowed it with my pepper box and a bunch of green holly and ivory. I harrowed it with my bramble bush. There goes this ivory. I reaped it with the blade of my knife and a bunch of green holly and ivory. I sent it home in a walnut shell. There goes this ivory. I threshed it with my needle and thread and a bunch of green holly and ivory. I winnowed it with my handkerchief. There goes this ivory. I sent it to mill with a team of great rats and a bunch of green holly and ivory. The carter brought a curly whip.
Track there from Faustus. They were a folk trio, featuring the very much missed Paul Sartin on lead vocals for that particular track. Also, Benji Kirkpatrick and Saul Rose. I think Saul and Benji are still pursuing Faustus as a duo, though I've not heard anything from them recently. We've been waiting for the new album from Mark Lawrence, a local guitar whiz, for quite some time now. He had some difficulties releasing it earlier in the year, but it is out now. It's called Jupiter. It mostly features just Mark, but on the opening track his sisters, Kirsty and Katie, appear, along with Adam Rhodes and Russ Cowan. I'll play that opening track later in tonight's show, but in the meantime, here's Miller Crane's March and Shenegis Waltz.
Thank you.
Lovely playing there by Mark Lawrence from his new album Jupiter, and you can get that at Bandcamp. I'm sure you'll be able to get it in Man in Music in Peel or from Mark himself. Here's a track by Notify from last year. They're a six-piece Irish ensemble who redefined the sound of contemporary instrumental music with a lineup of some of Ireland's most accomplished musicians. Padraig Ryan on concertina, Tara Breen on fiddle, Davy Ryan on drums and percussion, Adam Taylor on bass, Rory McCarthy on piano and Fender Rhodes, and Hugh Dillon on guitars. And this track from their album Aernian is Artie's Words. Thank you. Well, I very much like that by the Irish band Notify. Reminds me a little bit of the Ollum. It's probably that Fender Rhodes piano that's in there, giving a bit of a signature sound. From Ireland, we're going to Scotland for the next four tracks. First of all, this is Tifty's Annie from Fiona Sopang's album Sand, Silt, Flint.
When fire is clean, there lived a miller. The miller had a lovely daughter. Fair was she, say wise and bonny. The lassie's name was Tifty's Annie. A trumpet tied, said Lord Fivey, and his name was Andrew Lummy. The servant's lad, he had the heart to win away on his head. Lord Fivey rode past Annie's door. Andrew Lummy rode on before. Then in a swoon fell Tifty's Annie. Now she'd seen a man sit bonny. Money and act to sign and turn for the love of Andrew Lummy yearning. Now her secret she dared not own. The servant's lodge her heart had won. The miller came to hear of this. His daughter had been bewitched. Tells the maid, oh darkest fears, how Lummy's stole his Annie's heart. The laird replied, for love she does lament. So won't you now just give her consent? My child to marry the servant's lodge, and to love me, 'twill be to me, oh, higher degree than your servant, and to love me, was she rich akin, as in beauty, I'd mark the loss.
Sand, Silt, Flint is a great album by Fiona Sopang, but I must admit I've only dipped in and out of it. I must sit down at home and listen to the whole thing from start to finish sometime. I was having a discussion with some friends the other day about how we miss the album experience these days. Let me know your favourite albums to sit down and listen to all the way through. Just email me, folkshow@maxradio.com. Right, as I say, staying in Scotland, about a month ago, I got a very nice email from a Scottish band called Inyal who got in touch with me because Isla Collister had recommended them to send me their music. They've got a new single out now and it's called Callum Van. And it's another great track by Inyal. Great stuff from Inyal there. A couple of weeks ago, I mentioned that I had on order Live at the BBC 1972 to 79 by Dick Gocken, a new release. I have listened to this one all the way through, and it's a fantastic album. I do recommend it. Here's a lovely track, Riggs O'Rye.
Was in the month of sweet July, before the sun had pierced the sky. 'Twas in between toward Riggs O'Rye that I heard two lovers talking. The lad said, lass, I must away. I have no longer time to stay. Ah, but I've a word or two to say. Love, if ye've the time to tarry, your father of you, he takes great care. Your mother ties up your golden hair, and your sister says ye will get nae share if ye gang with me, love, a stranger. Let my father fret and my mother frown. My sister's words I do disown, though they were deed and below the ground. I would gang with you, love, a stranger. Lassie, lassie, your fortune's small. Perhaps it will be nane at all. You're no match for me at all. Go lay ye your love all on some other. The lassie's courage began to fail. Her lips grew wan and her cheeks grew pale, and her tears came trickling down like hail or a heavy shower in the summer. But the laddie, been no courage fine. He's ta'en her up and he's kissed her sign, saying, lassie, lassie, you will be mine. For I said it all to try thee, and it's this couple, they are married now, and they bear knees in or two. They live in Brechin the winter through, I and in Montrose in the summer.
A lovely version there of Riggs O'Rye by Dick Gocken, also sometimes known as Montrose, I think. Certainly Susan Coyle sings that quite often, and you may well hear her doing so at the session in O'Donnell's on Wednesday night. There's also the session at the Mitre in Ramsey on Friday night, and there'll be a session, I think, at the Manor this Sunday afternoon. There'll also be the Folk Club in Ramsey on Thursday night, and on Friday night at Peel Centenary Centre, Athol Room, there are the Travelling Elderberries, featuring our friend Mark Tiley, along with Sarah Elder and Dave Burnett, and also Rob and Paul. That's free entry on Friday night at the Athol Room in Peel. And this Wednesday night, it's also Blues Club. For the second month in a row, we're down at Sam Webb's, which was fine last month, so I hope to see some of you there as well. At least you can nip between that and the trad session in O'Donnell's that's on at the same time. Right, now last of these four Scottish tracks that I'm going to play you together here, and this is from Amy Lawrence's lovely album Strands of last year, and this is Du Bois at a Lounge. That doesn't really work in a Northern English accent, does it?
Thank you.
Oh, isn't that great? That's Amy Lawrenson from her album Strands. Here's a new single by one of my favourite groups. This is the Furrow Collective, and the single is called Kishmul's Galley. It's sung by Lucy Farrell, who learned the song from her uncle Mick Farrell, and it's got its origins in the Hebrides. Lucy sings a rough translation from the original Gaelic. The song mentions Kishmul's castle on the Isle of Barra, the historic stronghold of the MacNeil clan, famed for their seafaring prowess.
High upon Ben O'Hill, on a day of days, seaward I gaze, watching Kishmul's galley sailing. The hurtling waves, no more, no rope, anchor, cable, or tackle has she. I hear so hard, oh, you know. Now at last, against wind and weather, they've brought her to. Kishmul's castle of ancient glory. There's a red wine and feast for heroes, and the harp in tune. Watching Kishmul's galley sailing, a hero,
very nice stuff from the Furrow Collective there. That's their new single, Kishmul's Galley. Now, those of us that present these specialist music programmes on Manx Radio on the weekdays at 9 o'clock, record a show for Christmas Day called Christmas with the Specialists. And we were recording that the other day ahead of time, and one of those jazz presenters, one of the Kane brothers, Chris Kane in this case, played a track by jazz trumpeter Laura Judd. I commented that there was an accordion on it, and it actually sounded like a jazz reel of some sort. And when I got home, I looked it up, and it turned out that Martin Green from Lau was the accordion player. It also features Irish fiddle player Ulton O'Brien, and there are a few tracks on the album which definitely lean towards the folkier end of the spectrum. So I'm going to play one for you now. This is You Again by Laura Judd from her album Rites and Revelations, released this year. And I'll dedicate this to the only trumpeter I know who plays folk music. That's Rose Gallop. Have a great Christmas, Rose, and I think you'll enjoy this track. Thank you. Okay, next up is that opening track from Mark Lawrence's new album, Jupiter, on which you'll also hear Kirsty and Katie Lawrence, Russ Cowan and Adam Rhodes. And this is called Ivy Leaf and Fur Dye Klein Click. My pronunciation, as usual, probably leaves much to be desired. But the music is great. That sounds great, doesn't it? As I say, that's from Mark Lawrence's album, Jupiter, which you can find on Bandcamp. There's a new album coming in the new year by Ye Vagabonds. It's called All Tied Together, and there's one track available at the moment, which is called On Citric Road.
I swam naked in the harbour as the sun was going down. The last of us were packing up and clearing out of town. Sometimes I think I see, and I hope someday I do, with the flowers on the waste ground still blooming out of view. I had it all right from the start, only to watch it fall apart. I thought that nothing was hard to lose, if only I knew. Troubled teens and drag queens, lock-ins by the score, sparks and fire on my lips and keys to every door. And you had it wrong, but never learned to fall, living hand to mouth, still the richest of them all. I had it all right from the start, only to watch it fall apart. I thought that nothing was hard to lose, if only I knew. I remember that first evening, singing John Prine till dawn. Then the iron stove on Citric Road with my big wool coat on. Feet upon the chair, curl up like a newborn child, peeking out under your hair. I felt lucky for a while. I had it all right from the start, only to watch it fall apart. I thought that nothing was hard to lose, if only I knew.
Beautiful playing and singing as usual from Ye Vagabonds, and that's from a new album, as I say, it comes out next year. So time for just one more track, and we'll go out with some great Manx tunes, from Elizabeth Davison Blythe and Daniel Quayle, featuring Thomas Callister. Don't forget, you can listen back to this show by going to the Manx Radio website. In fact, you can listen back to all the previous folk shows if you go to the podcast section on there. And you can also find them on Apple Podcasts, and now on YouTube as well. Next week's show will be a festive show. Mostly music appropriate to this time of year. So I do hope you'll join me then. And in the meantime, here's Down the North, as I say, from Elizabeth Davison Blythe and Daniel Quayle and their album The Coast Road, featuring Thomas Callister. And the tunes here are Three Little Boats, Jazzin' with Mag Leary, and Craig Willie's Sill. See you next week.